If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? Or a 14-year-old girl who signs up to every after-school activity not to make friends, but just to get something to eat? Or a retiree who fell ill and had to choose
between getting medicine or groceries?
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Hold around enough with numbers. Thank you. Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts University Radio.
Flowers as a token of regret. I try to shake the feeling, but it hasn't happened yet. I try to follow orders and remain the best of friends, but I can't stay inside. when the outside must pretend. When in negotiations I see the hollow in your eyes, with our expectations we believe each other's lies. We suffer through the silence and maintain that it's alright, but I can't play the game when there's nothing left to find. You make a face like that, your face will freeze like that. If you keep keeping it up for long, you're gonna put somebody's eye out before you even know you've done somebody wrong. And you cannot take the road less traveled unless you know the road you're on. Now when we're together, we speak of everything but us. We make a lovely threesome, just you and me and the ghost of what was. We're like a dirty rumor that's been driven into dust, and I can't stay. You make a face like that, your face a face like that. If you keep keeping it up for long, you're gonna put somebody's eye out before you even know you've done somebody wrong. And you cannot take the road less traveled unless you know the road you're on. You make a face like that, your face a freeze like that. If you keep keeping it up for long, you're gonna put somebody's eye out before you even know you've done somebody wrong. And you cannot take the road less traveled unless you know the road you're on.
of young Americans can't locate economic powers like Japan and India. 20% can't even find the Pacific Ocean. Without geography, our children aren't ready for the world. Geography is everywhere. It's incredible creatures. Rhythm. Fashion. Flavor. It's economics. And politics. It's change. Understanding connections between people and places is critical in the 21st century. That's why we created MyWonderfulWorld.org to give our kids the power of global knowledge. Go to MyWonderfulWorld.org for your free parent and teacher action kits. Because kids who understand our world today can succeed in it tomorrow.
Now that your picture's in the paper being graphically admired, you can have it, a one that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is why, why, why.
Yeah. Oh, things.
On the air at 91.5 WMFO.
On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
Baby, the game.
to lose track when you've lost your cares, forgot about my friends, and I know it's unfair. I've been reminded how it feels to be again.
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Oh, Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy. But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It is the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
Psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Purely psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lying down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Brannigazoo, let's have a chew. I want to count three.
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheet.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and midgets
and the Indians
and frontier psychiatrists?
I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world, the world of 20,000 girls
and milk and rectangles.
Do an optometrist.
A man with a golden eyeball.
And tighten your buttocks.
Or juice on your chin.
And I promised my girlfriend I'd
play the violin.
Frontier Psychiatry.
Patsy.
That boy needs therapy.
Lie down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Granny Gazoo, let's have a chew. I wanna count three.
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheet.
And he also made false teeth.
Think of anything that talks other than a person.
A bird?
Yeah.
Sometimes a parrot talks.